Right now, the biggest human trafficker on the face of the planet is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. He has transported hundreds of thousands, millions of illegal aliens, populating them, now putting many of them in red states. He's happy to put them in red states where it's not the rich people's concerns. It's the little people's concerns.
The little people, the little tiny people, they're very small because the Democrats, well, you know, in Martha's Vineyard, they drove them off the island like they had the plague. But they feel enriched by the experience. Did you see that? They have been enriched by kicking people off of their exclusive resort destination. And the Obamas did not invite anyone to stay at their sprawling mansion. Remember they had, what was the big party they had? Was it Barack Obama's birthday party where they had the huge white tent? You know, keeps the heat off, not a racial thing. Huge white tent. They could have housed all 50 of them in that tent, the party tent, the Obama's multi-million dollar estate. I looked up the multi-million dollar estate the other day. The news media keeps saying they paid $11 million or something. It was 11, I think it was $11.75 million. But I looked it up. It was originally listed for more than $22 million. But lefties, you know, they get a little good deal, a little, you know, rub-a-dub-dub, and you get a heck of a deal. Yeah, the Democrats, they kicked all of the illegal aliens off of Martha's Vineyard. They put him, it was quite horrifying, really, this, you know, most people don't know the rest of the story. They put him with rifle butts and bayonets and why they're Spanish-speaking people, why they were yelling at them in German, I don't know, but yelling at them in, raus, raus, you know, get on the bus, and there are dogs barking, or, or, and they're hitting him in the kidneys with rifle butts. It was like a scene from Sophie's Choice. Another scene from Sophie's Choice. And they put them on the buses. Then they put the buses on the ferry boat. Turns out the ferry boat was called Amistad. Amistad. And only half of them made it to the mainland. Terribly tragic. It really was a tragic thing. But they left that out. And they went over. Now they're at a military base in Massachusetts. Gesundheit. Martha's Vineyard is, of course, part of Massachusetts, too. Next door to Nantucket, you know. It used to be the, like, Christmas songs, the stuff of Christmas songs and things. Now it's militant leftism, for the most part. It's too bad, really, that they've poisoned everything with their toxic thing. But that Amistad, it's an old slave ship. It was Spanish slave ship. It's a reference to, but never mind. Maybe obscure historical reference at this point. But they got them all off the island, lickety-split. You know, who says lickety-split. And they got them off the island, lickety-split, because they don't want to have to deal with these people or look at these people. What are they, El Paso, Texas or something? We've got a story out of El Paso, Texas. Thousands of illegals just wandered into El Paso, Texas. Their shelters were overwhelmed long ago. There are men, women, and children, babies, sleeping on the sidewalks of El Paso, Texas. And the people of El Paso are coming out and helping the nice people on the sidewalks, sleeping on the sidewalks and the babies. They can't find any baby formula to bring them, though, because of Joe Biden. You know, so there's a baby formula shortage in the United States, which they just stopped talking about some time ago because it doesn't serve the interests of the party, you know. And El Paso, Texas, they're being overwhelmed. They've got the human tsunami. It's the hunami. And they're dealing with it. And they didn't kick him off. They didn't just kick him out because, you know, they're good people. They're nice people. They're not filthy, rich, haughty leftists. But we'll get into that because that whole thing, that whole Martha's Vineyard sham scam, what a clown car. And really what it's about, well, it's about liberals and the media, but I repeat myself. And the hypocrisy is, you know, I was trying to come up with a new phrase. I think the ultra hypocrisy or mega hypocrisy. I'm still working on it. I'm still fine tuning it for the Democrat Party because they take hypocrisy to all new levels, don't they? It's truly extraordinary. Oh, we treated them so well. We gave one guy a Ruth Bader Ginsburg T-shirt. Then we rounded him up and kicked him off the island because we've got a housing shortage. More than 60% of the homes are only occupied seasonally. The Barack Obama estate could have housed 50 of them, and there are only 50 of them-ish, all by, in that one house, Barack Obama's house, but he cares very deeply about the people. And he's slowing the rise of the oceans, too. Now that he owns multiple oceanfront estates, he wants to slow the rise of the oceans for real, not just rhetorically like the last time around. So that's a remarkable story. Joe Biden, Lunch Bucket Joe. He did an interview, if you want to call it that, with Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes CBS News last night. And it was flufferific, wasn't it? It was fluffer nutter. It was a love affair, a match made in somewhere. After they interviewed, they wrestled around in the back seat of the car. It was kind of unseemly, I thought. We are, by the way, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Yeah, this fluffy, fluffer nutter interview that Scott Pelley did for 60 Minutes with Joe Biden, the president for whom he voted, the president whom he supports with, every fiber of his being, I think it would be fair to say, every journalistic fiber of his being. And there were lots of tough questions like, you averted a rail strike that would have been catastrophic for the economy. More catastrophic than Joe Biden himself? Probably not. How did you do it? That was actually the question. It was, how did you do it? Like, what makes you so great was essentially the question. That's what you get when you're a Democrat and the economy's on the rocks, like the Amistad outside of Cuba. Amazing, amazing stuff, let me tell you. We got all kinds of wackadoodle going on with these guys because, you know, Joe Biden. And he's, to say that Joe Biden is not the smartest guy on the block would be insulting to the dumbest guy on the block. He is not a smart man. But when you have Scott Pelley and 60 Minutes and CBS News and the rest of the news media fluffing you the way that they do, what is it, the San Fernando Valley? Is that where it is? Biden declares that COVID-19 pandemic is over weeks before the midterm elections. Isn't that great? Hey, pandemic is over, and now it's election time. That's great. And I'm sorry, wasn't that the explanation for the $1 trillion student loan relief, the whole Wuhan thing? And now it's over. Boy, that's kind of an amazing thing. We'll get into that in the 60 Minutes interview because it's good to be a Democrat. Joe Biden also completely botched during the interview U.S. policy regarding Taiwan. And for a second time, he said on camera that we would send troops to defend Taiwan, which is not U.S. policy, should communist China invade, which they're likely to do because they're communists, just by the way. And they inflicted the Wuhan Red Death on the planet Earth. And we've attributed, 6.5 million deaths to the Wuhan Red Death. I'm wearing my Wuhan Red Death T-shirt today, aren't I, Michael? Yes, I am. Want to see? See, there it is. I got my Wuhan. I survived the Wuhan Red Death T-shirt, which you can get at the Chris Plant store. They were probably going to have some new stuff at the Chris Plant store soon as well. Some new stickers with sayings about the Democrats. You know, it's election season. It's time to put stickers up all over the neighborhood, I think. And as you know, the Democrats, they love murder, don't they? Don't they love murder? They love murder and they love crime. There are a few things they love more than murder and crime. Well, you know, there's abortion, but there's some crossover there. Kind of complicated. Also, you know, China, you may remember, a bristling China says Biden remarks on Taiwan severely violate U.S. policy. And here's the thing. The Chinese communists were right, and Joe Biden was wrong. That's how wrong he is. It's pretty amazing. There was one question about Hunter Biden. It was a very fluffy question about Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden just punted. No big deal. No follow-up. Not a thing at all. Also, another story about Hunter Biden out over the weekend that he was begging a crack dealer in Maryland to send him, to mail him crack while he was staying at the famous Los Angeles hotel, the Chateau Marmont. I think John Belushi died there, didn't he? A drug overdose. And so Hunter liked to stay there because of that. It's pretty remarkable stuff. And the Martha's Vineyard scam, what a scam this is. This is a textbook example of everything that is corrupt about the Democrat news media. Speaking of the FBI, there is a new NBC poll out, and more Americans than ever before strongly disapprove of the FBI, which, as you know, has renamed itself to the DBI. They're the Democrat Bureau of Investigation, and all they do is the bidding of the Democrat Party. That's what the DBI does now. They're down there at the Justice Department. And in the Washington Post today, they had some funny things. I was laughing out loud at the Washington Post after it arrived on my doorstep this morning. Pretty funny stuff. The editorial cartoon on the editorial page, there's always one per day. And it is a sea of rifles, AR-15-style rifles. And there's a map of the United States, and it says U.S. murder spike. U.S. murder spike. It's true the Democrats are killing a lot more people than they used to. And there's a big arrow going up, 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 up. And Uncle Sam is looking at it alarmed. And then over on the right side, there is an elephant representing the Republican Party, wearing a baseball cap and a white shirt and a tie, and he's got a rifle on his back. And the elephant says, "We're open to any solution that includes more and more murder weapons." Now, the actual murder weapons are the Democrats because, you know, guns don't kill people. Democrats do. And that's their editorial cartoon. It's the murder spike is the fault of the Republicans. That's the gist of the little cartoon here by Joel Pett. Joel Pett, P-T-T. And it's they're open to any solution, more and more murder weapons. You guys have gotten so dangerous that we're not about to disarm unilaterally now, are we? No, we're not, silly pants. What's the matter with you people? We have an interview with the Mayor Suarez of Miami. He is a Republican, and they're looking at a record low homicide rate this year in Miami, which is not true of how many cities should I list, Michael? You know, Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, where they're shattering records with record high homicide rates. But that's okay. Also, in the it's the Republicans' fault because they support the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is responsible. It's for all the murders in the United States. As I've said before, because it's true, it's not our guns, it's your sons. It's not our guns, it's your sons. Maybe this whole destroying the nuclear family thing isn't working out as well as we had hoped. Or maybe it is, because you never know with these rascally Democrats. They love death more than we love life. Amazing. Just extraordinary. Also, the lead editorial in today's Washington Post, "The world's ice is melting. Humanity must prepare for the consequences." You know, the end of the last ice age was 10, 12,000 years ago. The ice has been melting since then. And now the Democrats, they caught on to it, and they're in a kind of a psychosexual panic. They don't know which way to go.
How dare you?
And honestly, it's really, I, if you're a Democrat member of Congress, you raise your little daughters on this.
How dare you?
And if you're, you know, gosh, what if you had a 9-year-old daughter? What would you be teaching your 9-year-old daughter about the state of the world today?
The earth is on fire, and we're all going to die soon.
See? And then how do you feel about that? I don't know how you feel about the earth being on fire and how we're all going to die soon.
And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry.
That's what Democrats teach children. That and that they may not actually be the gender that they were assigned at birth. God makes mistakes, as one of our longtime listeners and favorite callers, Mike the Lib, said. God makes mistakes, and the Democrats are here to fix them. That's their role. And to save us from the apocalypse, because they're going to refreeze the ice caps with their lack of humanity. They might just be able to do it. They could refreeze the North Pole and the South Pole. We could just send them there, and their charms might refreeze the North Pole and the South Pole. We're at 888-630-9625.
We will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah. More Democrats, more carjacking. We're just debating the semantics. Should it be more Democrats, more carjacking, or more Democrats, more carjackings, you know, plural? Look at that. No, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. But, yeah, looking for new stuff. I'm wearing my, as I said, my I Survived the Wuhan Red Death t-shirt from the Chris Plant store. And we're going to be working on some additional product for the Chris Plant store. Lots of great stuff already there, of course. But, you know. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. We are at 888-630-9625. The Washington Post is in a panic. The world's ice is melting, just like Greta von Thunberg said. She's the teenage prophet from hell. Humanity must prepare for the consequences. That means like your oceanfront house in Martha's Vineyard could be in trouble. We had the thing last week where they said there was a glacier melting in Antarctica and it was only going to flood South Florida.
This is all wrong.
Yeah, that's definitely scientifically all wrong. There's a lot of mental stuff going on out there. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Jason calling from Brooklyn, New York. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, sir. Long time no speak. So on September 18th, 2022, the pandemic was declared over by Joseph Robin F. Biden, right?
Yes.
So if I were Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, I would hold a joint press conference calling for the end of boosters, the end of vaccine mandates, the end of mask mandates, and the end of any COVID policy when it comes to the economy. Every company would hire every employee they fired due to the fact that they didn't take the vaccine, and that would get the economy going. Done. It's over, right? Let's play that out. Let's play it out, and let's see what we can do with that. Because the pandemic's over, according to the president. We're done, right?
Well, you know, but here's the one hitch in the giddy up there is he's wrong about everything, isn't he?
Right. Exactly. Because it's, you know, not.
Taiwan policy. And, he is. We have a dunderhead living in the White House, don't we? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. Believe me, it's not. I know it for a fact. I have an immunocompromised father. It's not. By any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Joe Biden also got our policy on defending Taiwan wrong, completely wrong, you know, in a terribly dangerous way regarding communist China.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, so the last ice age ended about 10,000 years ago. The ice has been melting ever since. The Democrats are now in a schoolgirl panic about it. The world's ice is melting. Humanity must prepare. Having grown up close to the shores of Lake Michigan, I was aware from an early age that there were giant glaciers that came down to Chicago. You know, they still find shark's teeth in Kansas and Missouri because the Gulf of Mexico used to come up to there. It doesn't anymore. You know what that means? That means climate changes, and it always has. But the Democrats say they can stop that, right? They can stop the climate from changing if they just confiscate enough of your money and other stuff. Then they can change the climate of the planet Earth. Now, what role the sun will play in this remains to be seen. The great ball of fire in the sky, that might have something to do with it. Just saying. You know, watching the Queen's funeral, Queen Elizabeth II, the funeral is today, Monday, and they're, of course, hours ahead of us in the United Kingdom, in England, in the UK, and in London. And truthfully, watching as much as I watched of it this morning, which is not an awful lot, very civilized, very, very civilized. They are an advanced, orderly civilization, and they have been for a great many centuries. And that's why they were a dominant culture in the world, because they were a sane, rational, orderly, organized culture and society and country. And so they've done very, very well. And that was on display. You're going to hear the phrase pomp and circumstance, no doubt, many times today. And the pageantry, they'll use that one, too. They like that one. It was very civilized to watch. Now, when I first walked out into the living room very early this morning and turned on the television, I actually got up at about 3:30 a.m. this morning. I saw this thing in it. And I got to say, it reminded me of the O.J. Simpson low-speed chase. I don't know why, but that's what it was a car going slow and everybody trailing behind it. That's why. How's O.J. doing anyway? He's a Democrat. Man, oh, man. Manischewitz. All right, and the Ice Age ended 10,000 years ago, and the ice has been melting ever since. That's how that works. It's the Ice Age, and it's over, and the ice caps recede. According to the National Geographic, they told me that for more than 90% of the history of the Earth has been essentially without any ice at all. North Pole, South Pole, green, dry, not covered with ice. According to National Geographic, if you can believe them, But the Democrats, they've politicized the weather, they've politicized the ice caps, and they now lay claim to this really insane thing. Remember when Barack Obama said he could slow the rise of the oceans and they all cheered like crazy people in a Monty Python movie? And slow the rise of the oceans? You can do that? The fact that you were elected means that the rise of the oceans has begun to slow? What a magnificent power. That's extraordinary. And that's what the Democrat Party lays claim to. These extraordinary types of powers where they can control the climate of the planet. And presumably, see, this is the thing. If the Democrats do get involved in affecting the climate, they'll make it worse. Just like they've done to everything they've set out to make better in the United States, they've made it worse. Education, policing, homicide rates. They got the 40% abortion rate in the African-American community. In the African-American population, 400 out of every 1,000 babies, Democrats take care of them, don't they? That was another funny thing in the Washington Post today that made me laugh. It was in the Digest, just in the Digest where they put the little stories. And it's, as I like to say, the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. They have a blurb in the Digest, an item in the Digest on page 3. Suits over Confederate monuments dropped. And they say lawsuits opposing the removal of memorials to Confederate leaders and a pro-slavery congressman in South Carolina's most populous city have been dropped. The Post and Courier reports that the American Heritage Association helped fund one of the lawsuits. It has been filed by the descendants of John C. Calhoun, a former congressman and vice president who died before the Civil War, opposing the city of Charleston removal of Calhoun's statue. Now, they point out that John C. Calhoun is a, Confederate and all that, and a supporter of slavery. They leave out that he's a Democrat. They leave out that he was a member of Congress. He was a Democrat member of Congress. He was a Democrat vice president. And when you're a Democrat, you see, the Washington Post leaves that out for you because they work for the party. They do the bidding of the party. That's what they do. Party first, party last, party all the time, party all the time. That's what they do. And then they dance. Now's the time on Democrat sprockets when they dance. Pretty amazing. So, you know, again, they're still tearing down statues, and all the statues they're tearing down are of Democrats. And they always leave that detail out, don't they? Nancy Pelosi ordered, because she's kind of a fascist, you know, the taking down of portraits and statues in the Capitol because they had supported slavery and racism and they were terrible people. And every single one of the portraits, every single one of the statues taken down were Democrats. And if you can find that in any of the news stories about this, then you've found yourself at a conservative outlet, because the Washington Post, the New York Times, they wrote about it like Nancy Pelosi's the hero of the story. They just leave out that they're erasing the history of the Democrat Party. Shh. Whistling past the graveyard. Is that whistling past the graveyard? Kind of. Yeah, so John C. Calhoun, Democrat, was John Quincy Adams' vice president, Andrew Jackson's vice president. You know, Trail of Tears, Andrew Jackson. That was his thing. And this is how the Democrats like to define everybody, except themselves, of course. Pretty extraordinary stuff. So I just noticed that, and I thought I'd share it. Also, speaking of Democrats, there's a rapper named Ludacris. It's Ludacris. You think Mike Tyson named him? It's Ludacris. Because, you know, Mike Tyson, he likes to use the word ludicrous. Ludacris's manager charged with murder. What? The manager of the hip-hop rapper Ludacris faces murder charge in Atlanta in connection with a June shooting. Atlanta Police Department said Chaka Zulu. He goes by the name Chaka Zulu. He saw a movie and changed his name. Whose legal name is Ahmed Obafemi. But what's his real name? That's his legal name. And then he goes by Chaka Zulu. But what's his real name? Turned himself in to face charges. Police said they also secured warrants charging him with aggravated assault, possession of a firearm during commission of a crime, simple battery. Gabe Banks, a lawyer for the longtime music executive. Chaka Zulu is a murderer and a longtime music executive. Because, you know, in Democrat world, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's the standard. They said it with President Trump, and now it applies to everybody. Gabe Banks, a lawyer for the longtime music executive, issued a statement over the weekend saying evidence showed that Chaka Zulu defended himself while being attacked by at least four people. So, wait a minute. This is a good use of a gun, then, in self-defense? Is that the argument that they're making here? But a few pages back here, it's all the Republicans' fault that the murder rate is skyrocketing in the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? He was among three people shot in the June 26 gunfight. One person died. You know, that music industry can be pretty rough, can't it? You thought radio was tough, huh, Piercy? Apparently it's a lot rougher there. Mm-mm-mm. Also, the Washington Post, very upset. Headline, page 2. It's a picture of Kevin McCarthy talking to Jim Jordan, two Republican members of the House. And the headline is, GOP readies probes if it regains House control. And they're very upset about that. See, when the Democrats take over the House and they open probes, ever-expanding probes that go deeper and deeper into the recesses of the body politic, the Washington Post is all in favor of that. But they certainly don't want the Republicans investigating the Democrats what with all of the corruption in the Biden family and the laptop that the Washington Post helped cover up and all that stuff. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Representative Jim Jordan head to a news conference on Capitol Hill. If the GOP takes control of the House, Jordan is set to lead the Judiciary Committee, which is uniquely equipped to investigate the executive branch. But they say that as a negative. See, they're not in favor of that. They're against it. That's the position of the Washington Post. They're a Democrat paper. Amazing stuff. Also a story in the Washington Post. Amid a surge in federal hate crime cases, questions arise. What kind of questions could arise from federal hate crimes cases? Legal experts. When they say legal experts, they mean Democrats that they spoke to who have an agenda, and then they identify them as legal experts, right? That's how that works in the news media. I know. I've been there. Legal experts wonder what interests are served by pursuing charges. Wait a minute. Now they're scratching their heads and asking why the federal government, they're talking about the Department of Justice, pursuing federal hate crime charges against people that commit what they call hate crimes, right? As opposed to love crimes, which the Democrats commit quite frequently, too. When Matt Greenman heard about a pro-Palestinian rally in Manhattan in April, he grabbed an Israeli flag, met the demonstrators on 42nd Street, and marched ahead of them, wearing the flag like a cape. His counter-protest didn't last long. Moving toward the sidewalk, investigators say, he was attacked by Sada Masood, a founding member of Within Our Lifetime, a Palestinian activist group that wants to destroy the state of Israel and push them into the sea, who punched him in the head and dragged him across the pavement, causing a concussion. See, now you can see where the story is going. The Democrats have been pursuing this hate crime thing for a long time. And what they've discovered is that, remember when they wanted to blame all the MAGA hat-wearing, Trump-voting Republicans for beating up Chinese people because President Trump called it the China virus? Remember that? It's Trump's fault that all these MAGA people, and then they discovered it was overwhelmingly African-American men attacking Chinese people and Asian people in general in San Francisco and Oakland and New York City and beyond. And so the news media stopped talking about that. That's what causes them to stop talking about it. And of course, most hate crimes are actually against Jewish people. And in New York, the New York Times reported a couple years ago, buried 48 paragraphs into a 49-paragraph story, that the NYPD said that they had not arrested, or nor did they even have a suspect in any of their hate crimes cases that was considered to be part of a right-wing group, I was making quotation marks with my fingers, or any right-winger, any conservative, any MAGA, and so they buried it, and then they just stopped talking about it. Well, now what they've discovered is hate crimes against Jews, New York City, happens a lot, perpetrated by Muslims and African-Americans, and so, and against Asian Americans, Asians and Asian Americans, not being perpetrated by the MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters that they had hoped. So now the Washington Post has a full page story. Legal experts wonder what interests are served by pursuing charges. Well, the reason for that is that they're racists, all right? And that they're saying if black people are doing it, it's different. If Muslims are attacking Jews, it's different. You see? And that's why the Washington Post, and this is all about what's going on at the Department of Justice. The Justice Department charged Masood with federal hate crime, saying he targeted Greenman, who is Jewish, because of his perceived national origin, actual and perceived religion being Jewish. And the case is part of a surge of federal hate crime prosecutions this year under Attorney General Merrick Garland, crook that he is. And in the end, you see, it goes on and on and on and on. And what happened is they want to, because their whole narrative is that white supremacists are the biggest threat to America, right? And then when they don't have the crimes to show for it, then they say, well, maybe it's not worth pursuing these things. And that's the story in the Washington Post. And they have legal experts. What interests really are being served by pursuing charges? Come on, people, let's not get carried away. A crime is a crime. Also, when they talk about these white supremacist crimes and stuff, almost all of them take place in prison with prison gangs. But they count them, they score them as though they're going on, you know, in your kid's school. Because dishonesty is the thing these days, isn't it? We're at 888-630-9624.
I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Yes. All right, let's go to the telephones and talk to the nice people. Let's go to Stephen calling from St. Augustine, Florida. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Uh-oh. Stephen, he's got a little music going. Stephen in St. Augustine, Florida. Is he not there? He's not paying attention. Doing other stuff. Let's see.
Steven. Hold on. I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Chris?
Yeah, there Hello. You are. Yeah. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Listen, I've been a huge fan of yours for a long time. We used to live in the Northern Virginia area, and now we moved to Florida, but I still listen to you online. Listen, you mentioned last week about your ongoing support for Fisher House, and I wanted to compliment you on that and thank you for that. They did a fabulous job. My wife had open heart surgery there up at Walter Reed. And they were able to allow us to stay up there, even though we were from Florida. And it was a tremendous help to me and my family. My son came off active duty to be with his mom during that time, and Fisher House facilitated the whole thing. And I just want to thank you for your support of them. We give them a big donation every year, and partially that's because of, just our gratitude. But your ongoing support reminds us each year that we continue to do that. So thank you very much for that.
Well, you're very kind. Your son is or was active duty, and you yourself, Army also?
Yes, sir. I'm retired Army. My son is actually deployed to Korea right now.
Is that right? Kind of a fun place to be.
He's liking it a whole lot better than Iraq.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. It is a whole lot better than Iraq. Yeah,
that's where he was last time.
any day of the year.
No one's trying to shoot him today, so he's happy with that.
Yeah, that's good. That's much better. See, that's an improved quality of life. Now, that's why so many people are moving out of Washington, D.C. and New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles, because, you know, you want to go someplace where you're less likely to be shot every day.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
Listen, I went to one other small point. This huge expansion of the IRS, which obviously has nothing to do with increasing revenue and everything to do with harassing and intimidating anyone who dares speak against the Biden Reich, I was reminded of one of the specific injuries and usurpations delineated in the Declaration of Independence. Specifically, and this is, again, Thomas Jefferson talking to King George, he's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That quote just jumped into my head as soon as I heard about this IRS thing.
Yeah, you know, the founding boys, as they are sometimes known, they were practically clairvoyant. They could see the future. They knew more about human nature, and they warned us centuries ago about the people that are ruling us today.
Mm-hmm. Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.